Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, this song fits. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, you know, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon today, we will have Scott Fransky on the show previewing Phillies Mets huge series starting tonight at Citizens Bank Park. And by the way, all the games this weekend, obviously you can listen to Scott in LA on 94WIP, but they're all nationally televised games. Tonight is an Apple TV game. So if you're not going to be there tonight, you need Apple TV for to watch tonight's game. Tomorrow, I think, is Fox. Is it the Fox Saturday national broadcast? And then Sunday, we get Sunday Night Baseball. So that's a big weekend series here with all the different networks broadcast these games. All right, Hugh, we're going to get back to the phone calls and the fills here. And, of course, Tri-Day Friday, we're looking for things to do when the power is out.
The power is out.
It is for a lot of us. We've got some interesting answers so far, including sleep and then some adult stuff going on there, and then throw a football around. So we'll see. Yeah, try to think of it more in a family perspective.
Like, what if you got kids or something.
Yeah, what do you do with the whole family when the power's out? All right, so best answer today we get today, we'll get the pair of tickets, Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. But Hugh, you know what today is, right? It's a big day and has nothing to do with the Phillies or the Mets. Today is the final day of the countdown of the top 11 athletes currently in Philadelphia sports. So yesterday, Jack and Spike unveiled the next two names on the list, right? Mm-hmm. So we have now counted this thing down from 11 through 4. Let me recap or let you guys know where the list is at, and then obviously today will be 3, 2, and 1. Here is the official list as it's been announced on the afternoon show this week. And again, this is half the votes of the listeners and half the votes of us here at WIP. Number 11, Devontae Smith. Number 10, Joel Embiid. Number 9, Jordan Mailata. Number 8, Kyle Schwarber. Number 7, Jalen Carter. Number 6, Lane Johnson. And Hugh, the two that were listed yesterday. Number 5 is A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. Number 4 was Bryce Harper.
Okay.
What hit you from yesterday's? A.J. and Bryce, 5 and 4.
A.J.'s pretty hot, like, the how close in proximity those two are. I would say that.
I think Bryce is a little bit high. He was not as high on my list. I mean, I don't think the last year for Bryce Harper has been great. I mean, I just don't think he's been great the last year. Now, he's got a resume, a great resume, but I don't think he's been great the last year. So I found the Bryce one to be high. I think AJ belongs in that range. Now, I think I can pretty accurately guess the top three. I don't know the order yet, but I can pretty accurately guess who's
going to be. Jalen.
Jalen, Saquon, and Wheeler. They're going to be the top three athletes of Philadelphia on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think not?
No, I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you're right when you say that. No, I'm trying to figure out, like, honestly, when you said it, I was trying to figure out where Wheeler was going to go.
So he's either 1, 2, 3 or not on the list.
Well, I mean, I know, yeah. You know, I'm thinking three.
I'll boycott the list.
I'm thinking three.
I'm thinking about doing it anyway.
Okay, so you think Wheeler's going to come in at 3. I think that is a fair guess. He very well might come in at 3 today on the list. Here is what I am sensing already, and I don't know what else to do besides talk through it. Jalen Hurts is going to come in at 1 or 2 today, isn't he?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And that's, you know, that's, to me, more
triggering.
Well, no, it's just, it's crazy. Then it.
I mean, it really isn't. I think for the space that you live in, it's crazy. And which is surprising because you've been here a lot longer than I have. And it's surprising to me that you don't understand how this fan base looks at Jalen and the fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Well, I know the last thing. I we lived it.
Well, you know, I don't want to harp on that because that's been a huge talking point.
You do.
But again, I tried to frame it in a way where you could understand it. It's the whole Rocky thing. It's the whole underdog thing. We epitomize that here in Philadelphia. We epitomize that here in Philadelphia.
Cook here.
And Jalen is the epitome of the underdog story. Second round draft pick. When he got drafted, nobody believed in him, you know? And he comes in and he leads this Philadelphia Eagles team to not one but two Super Bowls, wins one. And regardless to what is being said about him year in and year out by all the naysayers and, you know, people that do what we do, he has still risen to the occasion. You know, it's one of those things. He's an anomaly, if you will, where no matter what you say about him, and numbers aren't pretty all the time, he gets the job done. Kind of like Rocky in a sense. Why are you looking at me not? I'm trying to frame it in a way that you understand, because it's the same thing with Rocky. What did Mick say? You're 5 foot nothing. You're 100 and nothing. What makes you think you got a chance to be a contender? And he went out and he became one of the greatest folk heroes in American history. So much so, Joe.
American history.
And Kyle. Let me cook. So much so that we treat Rocky like a real person here in Philadelphia. See, that's the thing that you tend to forget. And when we, and so I go so far as to say, when you disrespect the statue, there's consequences and repercussions. I mean, and that's just, it is what it is. And see, this the problem that you two people have with this is that you can't wrap your mind around that, how much Rocky means to us. And once you realize that, then you would be in a lot better space.
You done?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about
it. It's a wonderful web of fiction you just been there. I mean, that was great. He's not Rocky. He was a second round pick. He went to Oklahoma and Alabama. He finished second in the I don't know what happened here. I don't know when we got on this train as a collective, but we have totally lost the plot. You just described him like he was Brock Purdy. That's Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft, 5 foot nothing, 100. Jalen Hurts is an elite athlete. I actually think everyone that talks about him that way is discrediting the player he is. He is a really good football player. He has been a productive quarterback. He finished second in the Heisman. He has been a dominant player at times. He's not Rocky. He was in the second round of the draft. He was the 53rd pick.
That was sickening, dude.
He was the 53rd pick in the draft. Rocky! That's not why he's rated this high. He's rated this high because everyone's lost their mind, and I gave you my theory yesterday. This is a guilt trip. I know as people are in traffic right now, they feel uncomfortable when I say this, because you know who you are. There's people out there, you didn't think he could play. You thought he sucked. You thought they should get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or whatever quarterback. And then you realize, oh, I guess he could play. Oh, man, he might be the best quarterback in Eagles history. I got to vote him number one. No, you don't. He's a good player. Jalen Hurts is a good NFL quarterback. And we're lucky we have a good NFL quarterback, because they can win with that because they have great a lot of other places.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But the idea that he's going to finish one or two today on this list is just, I mean, we lost our minds here. We just lost it. It's crazy.
I've resigned to the fact that this is what I think is going to happen. I'm not sure. But I think just to stick it to us, these people, that's right, these people,
oh boy,
they're going to vote this man number one on the list just to stick it to us. And you know what? I've come to, I've had an epiphany.
Oh, yeah, have you come to an understanding on this? Yeah, you good now?
You know, I've decided it makes me feel good. It puts into perspective how freaking stupid the average person is. And that I am not one of those people. I feel good.
All right, so we're all handling it in a different way. Yeah, you're calling everyone stupid.
Yes.
I'm saying everyone's guilty. And Hugh's trying to make about to be Rocky.
So no, I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what it is.
But he's not a little engine that could. He's not 5'11".
I mean, kind of.
He's not.
Well, when you compare him to the other quarterbacks that we like to compare him to.
But we're comparing him to the players in Philadelphia.
You're going way too far.
I'm just saying.
I mean, then why isn't Jordan Mailata number one? He was a seventh-round pick who didn't play football. He played rugby.
I'm trying to tell you the psyche of the Eagles fan.
I know,
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't get why is Mailata higher?
Because I tried to tell you this a while ago, is that it's because of the ridicule that he's gotten, and he's been unwavering in his backlash, if you will.
What ridicule does he get?
Well, you know, the fact that people call in and talk about he's not this, that, or the third. You know, the fact that Chris Sims tends to, you know, talk bad about him every chance he gets.
But Chris Sims has ranked him a top 10 quarterback 3 years in a row.
Chris Sims is rent free in Houston.
This is all made up. He doesn't get ridicule anymore.
I'm trying to tell you how people hear it. See, I am trying to bring, like they say, remove the curtain, bring you back, unveil the veil or whatever. The hell they say. You know what the hell they say. But anyway, yeah.
I like that.
That's what I'm trying to unveil the veil. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. And it's irritating to some, but I get it because that's what people think and they feel when they see Jalen.
I think I have a solid analogy. Okay. We'll see. And I know the Jalen analogies have been flying off the hook.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty good about this one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one final exam. You need a 70. That 70 is a passing grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
You graduate if you get this passing grade. Now, I'm not saying Jalen is a 70. I'll give him, he's a 75. Maybe he's an 80, right? You pass the test with that. That's wonderful. You should be very happy that you passed the test and you graduated college. There's nothing wrong with that. But is a 90 on the test better? You bet your ass it's better. There are guys out there that are 90s on the test, a 95 on the test. But you know what? It's okay because you got the passing grade and we should all be happy with passing grade, but we can all readily admit that it's not a 90 and that it's not a 95 and an A is a little bit better.
Yeah, we can.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know he's going to be top three now, right? That's clear. Jalen Hurts will be rated a top three Philadelphia athlete right now when the list is unveiled in full today. We know that. He's going to be in the top three. I know this. If he's ahead of Wheeler or Saquon, I think it's crazy. That's my perspective on it. Like I've come to my senses on if you want to put him above, I don't know, AJ, Bryce, Lane. I'm not going to fight you on it, right? Like if you want to do that, I just can't do the Saquon Wheeler thing. Those are the two most excellent athletes in Philadelphia. He's not better than them. That's where I'm at. Where do you guys come down? Is Jalen Hurts could be rated the number one athlete in Philadelphia by, I think 2:30 this afternoon, they'll unveil that thing. 215-592-9494. The graduation, college, tests, valedictorian, you know, that whole thing that Kyle just threw out that analogy, it is kind of interesting because it feels like we're trying to make him the valedictorian when he was a B-minus student for most of the semester. Not the valedictorian.
I mean, you gotta have a lot of A's.
You gotta have a lot of A's to be the valedictorian. Highest GPA. He didn't have that.
I mean, it's just, I mean, that's the way you want to spin it, but that I'm trying to tell you what it is, and that's why people feel the way that they feel. They feel like Jalen has been slighted so much that there might be an overcorrection. I give you that.
But then then I feel stronger. He's not the best athlete in Philadelphia. We just want to name him that. Like, I just don't get it. I know everyone has different criteria, right? That's part of this. We all
won
different.
Won the Super Bowl.
Well, the team did.
Well, Jalen was the catalyst for them winning the Super Bowl. I know you hate that. That really burns your business.
But it's not because it's just untrue.
It's Jalen. I mean, it's Jalen.
Well, the defense was in that particular game. The biggest reason they won the game.
I hear you. I mean, we can rehash this as much as we can, but I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
But you don't believe it.
I believe that Jalen was the catalyst for this team. I believe Jalen was that dude that he needed to be all year long. Yeah, I believe that.
Well, I think he played well. I'm just saying that the catalyst means the reason they won the game. I mean, they won the game with their defense. I mean, their defense scored a touchdown and set them up on the 11-yard line for another one right before halftime of the game. I think the defense was the biggest reason. All right, where do you guys come down on all this? We now know that there's only three spots left in the top 11 list. It's going to be, in some order, Jalen Hurts, Zach Wheeler, Saquon Barkley. I think that order, as I just said it, 3-2-1, Hurts, Wheeler, Barkley, feels like the fairest way to do this, based on what we know and what I think is going to happen. But if Hurts is one or two, I just think it's ridiculous. He's just not as good as those players. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Travis is up on WIP talking to Phils. What's up, Travis?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, on the Jalen thing, it's clearly because he won a Super Bowl, but you guys got to talk about that later. I'm excited for tonight. We have Apple TV. I know all the old people in Philadelphia love the Apple TV game. We got the City Connect. We got an old school Wheeler on the mound. Hopefully he throws it. Lindor wakes his team up. I think tonight is big for their psyche. I don't think it really matters with the standings. These guys have not had the swagger that they used to have after getting beat by the Mets in the playoffs. You can tell they're just kind of playing with less energy. I think a win in this series, maybe a blowout game in there somewhere, get these guys the swagger they used to have, the fun team that we used to watch over the last couple of years.
And Travis, I totally agree. It's almost like the rivalries in the NL East have flipped to where 2-3 years ago, the Braves and the Phillies were the two teams going back and forth, and the Phillies kind of stole that swagger from the Braves, and now the Mets have stolen it from the Phillies. It's like they're passing that torch. We got to get it back because it really feels like that's happened. I mean, that series up in New York in April, Travis, the games weren't blowouts. It just felt like every big moment the Mets did something good and we did something bad.
Yeah, 100%. I do have to say I love that the Braves are not even part of the conversation. Like, that's like just a nice little bonus dessert to where the season is at right now.
It is great, yeah. Well, I'm tired of them. They've been good for too long. But it was nice to see them this week. And Travis, good phone call, man. It was nice to see the Braves beat the Mets up this week. They did us a little favor here.
Yeah, they did. They're still alive a little bit, too.
A little bit. They're 10 back behind the Phillies and the Mets. I don't think they're good enough this year to win this division. Now, can they creep back in the wild card race? I mean, maybe. I mean, they've won, 5 out of 6 or whatever? It is 4 out of 6. They swept the Mets. Maybe. I think the Phillies and Mets are just at a higher level over the course of a full season. Now, let's go to Aaron in King of Prussia. What's up, Aaron?
Yeah, so I'm laying down on this Hurts thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what is the biggest reason why people were saying that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? Who had to step up? It was Hurts. They said, if Hurts didn't step up, we weren't going to win the Super Bowl. So he stepped up, and he won the Super Bowl. And the other thing is, he's the biggest reason. He was the X factor. The other thing is, nobody takes away from Saquon Barkley and says, oh, Saquon has a good coach, and Saquon has a great line, so he can't be the number one athlete. Every athlete needs players behind him.
I agree with that, but Saquon's a better football player. Who's a better football player?
When you put the mental aspect in it, I would actually go with Hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though I like Saquon better, because Hurts had to sacrifice.
But this is all feeling stuff.
All these other quarterbacks, right,
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about, would they have stopped passing the ball and handed it off?
But, Aaron, you're asking the wrong question, Aaron. You're asking the wrong question. Would the team have asked them to stop throwing?
Would the team say, ask them to stop throwing?
Yes.
Probably not.
Well, but then, but the,
he,
Well, that's the question. We had to do this, and it worked, Aaron. And Jalen, I agree with you in that he showed he put himself below the team, right? We'll put it that way. He was team first, and he did a good job. He was efficient what they asked him to do, but like we're missing the big thing. Like they wanted to stop throwing the football because it wasn't efficient. I mean, they weren't winning that way. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Let me ask you this. Who's the Eagles' backup quarterback?
Well, right now it's Tanner McKee.
If Tanner McKee last year was the quarterback, would they have won the Super Bowl even with Saquon there?
Probably not. But
you have to have a Super Bowl winning quarterback for this whole thing to work. And he has to turn it on when it has to be turned on, and you can't take that from him.
I'm confused. He's the best player in Philadelphia because he's better than Tanner McKee. Is that's the criteria? Mm-hmm.
No, they in the Super Bowl they shut down Saquon and they said, "Listen, Jalen
beat us.
Beat us." And he destroyed them.
The game was won by the defense, though. I mean, like that's true, but the game was won by the defense.
It wouldn't have been won by the defense if Tanner was there. Because
what does that have to do with the defense?
Because the defense kept playing the defense because they were scoring.
But the game, did we forget this game? The game was over by the time Jalen got going offensively. What are we talking about? He had an interception in the first half, and the defense basically put up 14 points. Like, he played well, but it wasn't like they dominated all game from the offense. The third quarter's when the...
The defense was who won the MVP?
But they can't give it to the defense, Aaron. They give it to a player.
They could have gave it to a player on defense, but who was the MVP?
Well, Aaron, part of the issue was they all dominated. Which defensive player would you have chosen?
So I'm going to ask you a question. Name me another MVP quarterback that you say is not good. An MVP Super Bowl.
So, Aaron, have I ever said Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback? Ever?
No.
No, so
but
what are you talking
about? Ranking him high up. A couple years ago, he was going to be MVP of the season as well.
Well, but so is Carson Wentz. I mean, every year has a shoulda MVP. He didn't win an MVP of the league. If you want to talk about Super Bowl MVPs, I could name five or six or seven that in the history of the league, you forget who they are. Like, I'm not saying that's Jalen, but like, I mean, come on. Larry Brown won a Super Bowl MVP. Malcolm Smith won a Super Bowl MVP. Like, Super Bowl MVP is not that, like, in terms of the annals of the NFL, who cares?
It's a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
You get a card, too,
don't you? He wasn't just the Super Bowl MVP. He was running for the Super Bowl MVP of the season.
No, he wasn't.
But in 2022, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that year he was a great player. He hasn't played that level since. Not consistently.
He does when he has to.
Wow, he's groundbreaking.
He wins football games, too.
Yeah, he does win a lot of football games. Aaron, what is what's your activity to do when the power's out?
When the power's out, just turn on the radio. Oh, you know, you don't have the radio on. So you just
can't
sit there with the kids
on.
Family time.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's true. It is family time. I'm trying to figure out the activities with the family.
Dude, telling you.
Mm-hmm. Family time.
Never felt better.
You know, he won the Super Bowl. Did you know that? Do you think we could have a Jalen Hurts day where you're not allowed to say he won the Super Bowl and just talk about positively about the player?
It's a big deal.
No, but
we live in a ring culture. Like what LeBron was talking about the other day, ring culture.
Well, we don't have to. I could talk positively about all sorts of players never won.
Well, you can talk about the player, the game, the way he plays. Say, we have that conversation.
Yeah.
Jalen, for whatever reason, let's just say, okay, we're not talking about Super Bowls. Jalen has beat quarterbacks. Well, the team, since we want to play semantics, he's beaten teams, quarterbacks that are better than him. And he's risen to the occasion. Like, there's been times where Jalen has made phenomenal plays. Now, not to the number of a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen like that. But Jalen has had moments where he's made some phenomenal plays.
Sure, yes. Well, he's a good player.
Jalen finds ways to win. And I think that's what people gravitate towards. It's not always pretty. And it's not always the way that you want your quarterback to traditionally win football games. But Jalen does that. And, you know, this is where I'm stuck at in this. And I understand where you and Kyle's argument is. But it's been ingrained in me that, number one, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the most important, the absolute most important thing that you can do is win a Super Bowl. like as a player, because that's the pinnacle.
Sure, but you're right. But we've decided now that counts for him more than it counts for Saquon.
Well,
Saquon on some people's lists, Saquon is below Jalen, even though he's not as productive, and they both won together.
I look at it like this. When I first got here, remember we went to the Kelce's thing down in
Sea
at
Isle.
The shore or whatever.
Yeah, we're going back there in a creek.
And I said something about to the effect that between the two quarterbacks, I would take Michael Vick over
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. And people had a fit, and they were talking about how I was disrespectful to Nick and all this other stuff. And in that moment, I knew it was because I strictly based that off of talent alone. It wasn't about what Nick did or anything like that. I strictly based it off of talent. And when I said that, people ratioed me and got mad because I was like, but he won the Super Bowl.
Well, so, but there's I remember that. We got to get to Scott coming up. But Michael Vick also didn't produce much here. He was here for a short period of time. He had one great season. It wasn't like he never had Saquon season here. Mike Vick had like 10 weeks of great football as an Eagle.
But what Michael Vick did in his when he got here to Philadelphia, what Michael Vick did would show you potentially what he could have been.
Oh, I agree.
If he would have been with a better team and a better coach.
Yeah, no, talent-wise, he was an all-timer.
Just real quick, if you're a defensive coordinator and you're looking at the Eagles' offense last season, who are you game planning for?
Saquon.
That's it. He's better.
But this is why you're game planning for Saquon. Is because
checking out for
you
us
want you want Jalen to beat you with his arm,
right.
But he did that.
Right.
He
did
it.
But he doesn't do it consistently.
If you're game planning for the Bills, you're game planning for Josh Allen.
If he does this consistently, this is a moot conversation.
But he never has. Okay, that's the point.
Again, you're as good as your last game. I win.
Then Saquon stinks. 215-592-9494. All right, we're here now. All right,
your fault.
Not my fault. This is top 11 week. Scott Fransky next. Your phone calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, Hatfield just dropped something special as I took my mints out my mouth as I just put them in. Marinated carnitas, boneless pork roast, everybody. They're tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for sunny dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you'll want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.